is going to be short and sweet, but I just want to take a moment to talk directly to you and say thank you. Thank you so much for liking the Inspiring Growth Podcast, for sharing it, for reviewing it, for listening, being a part of the Inspiring Growth family. I was just notified that out of 775,000 podcasts in the universe, on the Apple ranking system in the business category, Inspiring Growth came up 79. So thank you. It's crazy. It also revealed that we've been heard in 44 states. I'm not even sure which states we haven't been heard in 29 countries. But here's my personal invitation to you. You probably have realized as you've tuned into the Inspiring Growth Podcast that I focus on stories of struggle that have led to growth. And I want to make this invitation to you. Do you have a story of struggle that has led to growth? Maybe it's in your personal life. Maybe it's in your business world. You know, some people are afraid to share their story, especially when I ask them. They're like, oh, I don't know if it's that interesting. Well, it might be. It might be an encouragement to the world. And sometimes there's this false sense of maybe you're being proud. But really, by sharing your story with the world, you're showing a level of vulnerability and humility. So here's my invitation to you. Take a moment and think about some stories in your life that were really hard, difficult stories that you struggled through, you hit the wall, that you called upon the strength and grit within you to overcome an obstacle, and just write it down for me. And here's all you have to do. Just write it out. It doesn't have to be perfect. Don't kill yourself. Those of you who are perfectionists, it just doesn't have to be perfect. I want to hear the spirit of your story. And you can email that to me at mark@inspiringgrowth.biz. Or if you prefer to record an audio, you can also email me at mark@inspiringgrowth.biz. I'll send you a link to a Dropbox. You can send it up to the Dropbox. Or the third category is Anchor, which is the platform that I use to distribute our podcast, has a message capability. So if you look in the show notes, you'll see the message possibility. All you have to do is hold your phone up to your mouth and start telling a story of struggle that's led to growth. So there are a bunch of podcasts in the pipeline right now. There's one coming up with a business that nearly went bankrupt over the course of 60 days because they changed their billing platform from one software to another, and it just about sunk them. And I actually have four of the team, the leadership team from this organization called Safe Harbor. It's a counseling business. And they're going to share their story in two parts. Also, I've been asked over and over about my story. So I was invited down to Charleston, South Carolina a few months ago to talk with the National Association of Nonprofit Executives. And they asked me to share my story of struggle that led to growth. That also introduced me to a partnership that I think is fascinating for nonprofit leaders. That's coming up as well. So would you just take a moment right now and go, I have a story. Or maybe share this podcast or the show notes with someone that you know has a great story, a story of struggle that's led to growth, something that can encourage other people. And you may think, I don't know if it encourages. Well, share it with me. We'll decide together. How's that? All right. Well, I'm Mark P. Fisher. Thanks for this. Just tuning into the Short and Sweet Podcast. And hopefully we will have a chance to chat. Oh, you know what? One other thing. If whatever you send me might make more sense rather than me reading it or just playing it, maybe you might become a guest on the Inspiring Growth Podcast or a small featurette. Who knows? But take a step, just like I did 2 years ago. And I said, I just want to start a podcast to encourage people who have gone through struggle. So I'm Mark P. Fisher, the chief encourager of Inspiring Growth. And again, the email is mark@inspiringgrowth.biz. And remember, our best connections take place when we are present, when we are kind, and when we ask great questions.